It was absolutely fantastic there. Just watching the principal with the board of management, just leading the teachers and the students down from the old St Mary's School into the new St Mary's School, or Skolmurra as they call it, and it was absolutely fantastic. And all the people that turned out, the parents, grandparents, past pupils lined the road and clapping, and all that, the atmosphere and the emotion, you could actually touch it. It was so much in the air, you know, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I know what we felt anyway, standing along, you know, clapping. I know for teachers maybe they taught in Skolmurra all their life, you know, and a lot of children and past children as well too, like including myself, as a former pupil of the old school, you know, even sitting at the same desk, it's very hard to describe something like that, you know. It was just a lot of people we've talked over the years, and actually I was standing there just outside the swimming pool talking to Patsy McGonigal and saying, you know, some people thought we'd never get the swimming pool after 20 years. Some people thought we'd never see a new St Mary's National School after 20 years. And there was a few, Colin Gallen, a few others there. We're just all talking, you know what I mean? But if you keep trying and pushing, you don't take no for an answer if anything happens. And great credit to the outgoing principal, Fintan Caton, obviously the new principal there as well, Owen Arote, and the board of management and the teachers. Like, they persevered and they never took no for an answer. It took a long time, but it's there now. And it's really, just to see the building itself, that's such a contrast to what they came out of before. And state of the art, you know, you think you're going into a third level college, like it's second to none, fantastic.
Yeah, and of course, this is a massive change from the old Skolmurra school campus, where there was the main building, and then there was also a number of prefabs in use for many years, just due to the expansion of the size of the school and the amount of students attending there. Now, the new school, fully new build, 24 rooms, so there's actually room for expansion, up to 700 students attending the school. So this is also going to be a fantastic resource now for the next decades in the Snorlow area for people to be able to send their children to a state-of-the-art primary school.
Yeah, and it's no more than the children deserve, or the teachers, or the parents. You know, it's absolutely, it's 21st century, it's what we do now. And all, thank God, all of the schools in this area, now this is one of the last, but it's worth waiting on. And all the schools now have they're all still there, and all the local schools here. And, you know, it's really our future is our children. And it's not just about the education, but, you know, you need the right atmosphere. You need the comfort, the heat, the facilities. You can't be too warm and too cold one day. And the prefabs were a legacy we want to forget about. You know, the sooner they got rid of them, every school in Donegal. And there is great progress this last, but I would say it's last 10, 15 years. Like 20 years ago, we hardly had play schools. Now, child crashes with them in every parish and every place they got there, all funded by the government. All our national schools are in up, and secondary schools. So education has come great ways. The class numbers have come down, and they come down a lot more. These were all issues that we would have been debating and fighting and pushing for to try and get done, and special needs. And you need, once you have the teachers, you need the facilities. And there were some last minute changes there in the last couple of months there. Interesting order, they were actually given additional funding to do up some of the rooms that were spare, and they'll be used now for special needs or one-to-one and different things like that. So it's what they deserve, it's what we needed, and it's just actually fantastic. It really is. Now, as I say, it's a very, very emotional day today, and as I say, just see people coming out of prefabs and coming on of a school that's long past the state, a building rather than long past the state, to go into to probably what would be one of the most modern schools in the country. And if you look at the ground surrounding it, the tennis courts, the parking areas, just the view from it alone is absolutely, and it's only when you actually go further into the school that you see how big it is, that the car parks are even on the far side of the school as well. So it's really fit for purpose, and it's no more than what the present board of management, parents, teachers, and obviously Fintan Caton and all the staff that went before him will be a very proud day. And we're told now, well, hopefully we'll have a good celebration, the official opening there, around September. We'll have the minister, perhaps Minister Norma Foley would honour us to come down and you know, whatever the arrangements are with the Board of Management at that stage. But look, today was probably the most important day of any of these announcements. It's not when it's announced or sod turn or official opening. It's when the principal alone, when they turned the key in the door today and just opened it, and the teachers and the students walked in. That was really worth seeing. Really was.